Hey, greetings everybody. This is Brother James, NoParish.com, John 424 Radio. Coming to you today, hope you're having a great day. I have a teaching topic for you. This one I think you'll find very interesting and probably meaningful to your life if you're in America or any civilized country that has this issue. Let's talk about it. Will pets and animals on earth make it into heaven? Will pets and animals on earth make it into heaven? Yeah. This teaching on animals is needed because it was brought up recently by a man I know. And we have to get to the truth. Very important. Because it's a matter of unity or separation over doctrine. 1 Corinthians 1:10 says, "Be united, speaking the same things." If people believe that animals are making it from earth to heaven, we're going to talk about all the ramifications of this that makes it a broader heresy. This is very important. I have to say about this man, and he knows about this teaching. I told him I was going to do it. I care for his soul. I'm very surprised that he's getting into this, staying into this. He was in it when he first came to the Lord. He's a new believer, a novice, but he was into it. He said he turned away from it, but he's come right back into it. He normally is very sound in his doctrine. I have to praise him there. Normally, very sound in doctrine, especially for a new believer. But as a past owner of dogs, and he allowed them to get too close to him, his connection to them, he's once again walking in heresy on this topic. So we need to divide it rightly for God's glory and hope he comes to repentance. Now, some thoughts on this topic before we get into the verses that he is using to try and twist God's word to say what it doesn't say. And by the way, everything I'm saying in this teaching I've already said to him, so this isn't gossip. He knows all this. This is for God's glory and the helping of his walk as he moves forward. So some thoughts. You know, many people have offered up that they believe pets, their pets. This isn't just about animals. This is really about people's pets will be in heaven. And so we got to remind ourselves of that. Our little dog Fluffy, our little cat Misty, whatever other pet you have, a horse. America's full of pet idolatry. You know, nobody's talking about the mole or the snake or the alligator going to heaven. It's all about pet Fluffy. Yeah, let's keep that in mind. Now, if all this is true, like I said, alligators, snakes, moles, all air-breathing animals with breast, with breath, will have to be included, right? All animals with breath are going to have to be included. Frogs, moles, alligators, snakes, whatever else you can think of, in having eternal life and going to heaven. Just think of the ramifications of this. Yeah. Just think about that. So I've covered topics with animals before. I have one at the teaching blog about animals praising God. I had somebody say that, some false teachers on the internet, and that's really just a metaphor. It's a descriptive language, kind of like God has wings, God has hands. You could see that at the teaching blog, don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Pet idolatry, yeah, it's a huge problem, especially here in America, but I hear from saints in other parts of the world, it is there too. They're lifted up almost human-like. And I've got articles also on pet idolatry at the teaching blog. What it does is it steals people's love. It steals people's focus and attention off of God, places it on a mere animal. Yeah, that is absolutely not acceptable. So I have to ask the question, do these people make their claims based on Holy Scripture, or are they making it on eisegesis ways, false eisegesis ways? I'm going to make God's Word say what I want it to say, and other false teaching. Is that what they're basing it on? Yeah. They're twisting Scripture. They're using new revelation. They're adding to God's Word. Very dangerous per Revelation 22, but they're not getting this theology from God's Word. It's not happening. And sadly, before we get into this, people will go to many lengths to try to bring their pets to heaven with them. This man I'm talking about, He actually went online, something he says he never does, took teaching from a false evangelical teacher who says he died and went to heaven and came back and saw what it was like with animals in heaven. That's how bad this man is trying to believe the lie that his pets will be living eternally in heaven. He's relying on false teachers, scripture twisting, men that have come back from the dead, so they claim. This is a very, very faulty way to study God's word. I told him that. I hope he comes to his senses, comes to himself, and repents of all of this. It's really a shameful thing that I have to spend time on this as people try to defend this. I pray he repents before he shipwrecks his faith and his walk even further. As I said, I care for his soul. A little bit of righteous anger, though, that someone who should be striving in the word, training himself, learning how to go out into the world and preach the gospel to save souls that Jesus died for, yet him and I have to wrangle over animals in heaven or not. Yeah, a little bit of righteous anger going on in me, I have to admit. So I got to rein that in, not walk in the flesh. I got to stay in the spirit here. So below I have listed the common verses he gave me that many people use. Try to make the claims that animals on earth will go to heaven. I'm going to refute them verse by verse. Remember, saints and seekers, if you're listening, I'm having trouble talking today. If you believe anything, theologically spiritual, it has to play out in all its ways to be biblical in eternity. Think about it. Or it's not sound, it's not of God. God's not full of lies or contradictions. Let me give you an example on this particular topic. If animals on earth are going to make it to heaven, then we have to say certain things. Ready? They have eternal spirits. They were made in God's image. They know good from evil. They've sinned, right? Because all have sinned. These animals need a redeemer to be redeemed. Then Jesus died and shed his blood for animals, and we have to preach the gospel to them and call them to repentance. All of these things have to be true if animals on earth are going to go to heaven because they have eternal spirits or souls. Now, before we get right into the verses, false men like the Roman Catholic pagan Francis of Assisi, have you heard of him? He lived in the 1400s. He used to preach to animals. I got to move away. I'm by loud traffic. It's getting louder. It's rush hour. He used to preach to animals. He believed they went to heaven. And this is perhaps the start of this man-made heresy making its way into the so-called body of Christ. Roman Catholicism's not the body of Christ, but this is where a lot of these things crept in. And then Roman Catholics are the harlot or the whore system, the evangelicals are the daughter of the whore. And they came out of her, and they brought a lot of false ways with them. Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, false gospels, all of those type of things. They brought probably the love of animals and expecting them to go to heaven. They probably brought that with them. Francis of Assisi, yeah, he might have been the one that started this, along with Egyptians who worshipped animals way back when. This is all paganism, New Ageism. It's not a good thing. I want to make sure that you understand, I'm not saying God won't have some animals in heaven. Never said that. He creates amazing creatures, and the Old Testament, like Isaiah 11:6, seems to say there will be animals in the new creation, in the new heaven and earth. But I'm contesting that your pet Fluffy, your poodle, your cat, or a mouse you caught in your cupboard and killed in your trap, that he's going to live on in heaven eternally. Yeah, that's how silly and vain jangling this gets. If your dog's going to heaven, that mouse you killed in a trap, you just took his soul and his life from him. He's going to heaven too. No, they won't. Scripture doesn't teach that. So to be clear, no verses clearly state animals on earth have spirits to live on in heaven. God made man in his image alone, not animals. This belief or theology, as I said, is bordering on paganism, New Ageism, and total animal idolatry. It's a lot like I mentioned Egypt, the past occult beliefs where they used to build statues of animals and cats and they worshiped them, fertility gods. They made images of the animals thinking they were eternal. This is a step back in that direction. Romans 1 says they worship the creature, not the creator, or the creation, not the creator. Kind of reminds me of this. I know people would say, we're not worshiping our dog, but worshiping is anything you put higher than God. Every single person I know that has a dog gives more attention to their dog than they do to the Word of God, the truth, the saints of God. Yeah, that's a fact, including Christians, including so-called Christians, not my true saints, not my true holy brothers and sisters that I know. I'm talking about so-called American churchianity or worldly churchianity Christians. So let's get to the verses, and we'll go one by one through them, and God's truth will help us set this straight and rightly divided. I think I'm going to make this part one because I went on so long, and we're going to come back and do part two and go through the verses. Stay with me.